Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
James, she was murdered on the 8th of May in Khayelitsha. She was stabbed 100 meters from where six other people were shot 5 minutes earlier. No one followed up that case. We did, because her sister asked us to help. Do you know where we found the suspect? In the Eastern Cape. We brought him back. He is now being detained in Khayelitsha. We do that because we care for the community. We patrol for them. We give them training. I don't see you doing the same, sir. And I'm tired of the excuses, and I'm tired of you making this a political thing. None of these people tonight, when they see their neighbors being slaughtered on the streets, worry about your nonsense comments about the Constitution and about devolution. They worry about surviving, sir. And I would like to end off with this. I want to graciously invite you to come and patrol without a bodyguard, without a grand car, in normal clothes with this community tonight, to get the sewage on your shoes that they patrol through. You have a problem, Mr. Minister, because you are removed from reality that the rest of us face. When I visit Mbekweni, I get out of my car and a three-year-old little boy is taking a poo next to the road because he doesn't have a toilet. And you know what? Police don't care if something happens to them there because they don't have the resources to help. When I go to the different gender-based violence desks at these police stations, especially in the Nyanga cluster or traditional Nyanga cluster, the majority of the detectives have more than 300 dockets on their table. 300 dockets! How do you think you can do an investigation with 300 dockets? It's impossible. And then, the cherry on top, and this is my conclusion, is that many of those detectives have 300 dockets, and it's a constable detective. He just came out of the college. He doesn't even know how to spell J88. You expect him to solve the problem.
It is 8:14. That was Ian Cameron. He's a director of community safety at Action Society South Africa. The reaction from the minister was, in my view, absolutely pathetic. This is what Bekicele said. I am not going to take any nonsense of somebody who regards me as a garden boy today because you regard me as a garden boy. You come here, shut up. Shut up. I sat here. I listened to you talking nonsense. Listen, your time to listen. Sit down and listen, young man, or get out. This was the response from Bekicele. Ian Cameron joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Did you think you were going to go viral?
No, it wasn't quite my plan. Yeah, the things escalated rather quickly. But I think the message that we shared with the world is very, very important to share. And we need to keep on sharing that with the world.
So what's interesting is this is there's so many factors to what happened at this meeting. One is, of course, what you were saying, and you very clearly captured the feeling desperation, anxiety, hopelessness, frustration of South Africans across the board, which is quite unifying. Because if I follow that on Twitter, you see it's not race specific at all in terms of who supported you on that. And that, to some extent, must be quite encouraging.
Absolutely. I think it's so important that you raise that point. It really disgusts me that the minister immediately started insinuating that and let me just give context. So I spoke and I purely focused on facts. And yes, I did take him on in a robust way. Absolutely. And I stand by that and I'll do it again as well. But what really bothered me was that he literally pointed at me and he insinuated that I think of him as a garden boy. That is the point at which I stood up and said, retract your statement. I will not allow you to accuse me of something that's factually incorrect and that I definitely did not say or insinuate. And that's when the whole thing exploded. And I think it's crucial that we stand by that, because this crime issue in South Africa doesn't know color, first of all. And second of all, it is destroying so many livelihoods of good people in the country. And, you know, even more so in places like Guguletu. I was just driving through Guguletu just before I was speaking with you. And, you know, when I look around me, I see, as they call them, scullies all over, standing next to corners, hardly any police, hardly any visible police. And then Minister Tsele has the audacity to challenge me on a race issue while he is failing his constitutional mandate to safeguard people in South Africa. So it wasn't quite the intention for it to explode the way that it did.
Well, I think it's probably good
that was communicated.
I think it's good that it did, because I think what this did was it showed the minister for who he is. Instead of coming back to you and saying, I hear you, and you're right, and we empathize, and we feel the pain of the citizens of this country, and these are the problems, and this is how we hope to fix it. To attack you speaks volumes. It really, really does. And I think what happened there is that the veneer just was pierced for a short moment, and everybody could see very, very clearly what lies beneath. And I think that was very, very valuable. It'll be interesting, in fact, to see how he comes back from it, because there cannot be anybody that says, that thinks that he handled that with any form of dignity and with the dignity of his office that he reflects. If he represents himself as a normal human, as a normal person, he can do whatever he wants. But that does not reflect what we would expect and demand from his office. So it'll be fascinating. Do you think anything will come of this?
It will be interesting to see. I think there will definitely be several parliamentary questions about it. I've been contacted by several, actually a list of political party leaders. I don't want to expose them, but
no,
they've contacted and they've really, I must say, they've really put their weight in behind this, and I know for a fact that they will be following it up. I know also that there will be questions in the Police Portfolio Committee about this. And I also know that apart from the complaint that we will be laying with not only IPED regarding the police behavior, but also with the Parliamentary Ethics Committee, there will be others that will be doing exactly the same thing. I don't think Bheki Tsele can really come back from this. Mm-mm. I think it's a nail in the coffin for him. And I think he's very close to the end of his time as Minister of Police. And I think it would actually be wise for him just to stay, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, it would be better just to keep quiet now and move on and actually retire, because so far the comments that I'm seeing and the way that he's reacting very emotionally is actually just making him look even worse. So we'll have to see what happens.
Tell us about community, about Action Society SA.
Yeah, so Action Society is quite a new organization. It's still a small organization. we built a model called an Action Center model that we've started testing in the Western Cape with the idea to expand it to the rest of the country, specifically with regards to gender-based violence. So the reason for this and who gave birth to this idea is a lady called Tipukazi Boy. She was murdered in Bakweni, close to Paul in the Western Cape just last year. And she was dismembered and burnt in a wheelie bin, and it was really a horrific case. And we just knew that there's a serious issue, not only with prosecution oversight, but ensuring that the conviction is actually a good one, you know, that conviction happens. So the interesting thing is less than 1 in 5 cases actually make it to trial, never mind the cases that don't ever make it to court. And the rate, GBV rates in the country are certainly alarming. So Action Society developed that model, so we're doing that, and that was our reason for being in Guguletu. We represented quite a few families in that region. And then we also campaign with regards to the DNA backlog and certain other challenges like the Convicted Offender Amendment Bill. For example, in the last 4 to 5 years, national government, specifically the Department of Justice, released more than 100,000 parolees without having taken DNA samples from them. And I mean, we've got one of the highest rates of people or convicts, ex-cons, turning back to violent crime, yet now we've got no way of tracing them with DNA. So we campaign for those types of issues nationally, and on ground level we try and support families and victims of gender-based violence.
This event that has just recently taken place, where you were catapulted really very much into the consciousness of all South Africans, it's obviously very powerful and very valuable for you. In terms of, not necessarily personally, but even though obviously that's an aside, in terms of your campaign, how have you thought about, and it might have been too quick, how to harness this energy?
Well, obviously we've really pushed hard over the last year for the Tell Him Must Go campaign. We've been campaigning very hard to have him removed as minister. So I think it obviously put momentum behind that. But I must say that we haven't had, to be honest, we haven't actually had time to really sit and meet, because we've been flooded with questions and support to the point where we actually had to amend parts of our website just to handle the traffic that we got for the last 2 days. So it absolutely exploded. So we'll have to see. I think what we'll do, and that's why we didn't rush with legal processes and steps in terms of what the minister and the police did with me, we just want to let things calm a little, and then we'll sit and strategize. I think, you know, it's for example, like the defamation case against Tele. A lot of people are saying you should make a defamation case, but to be honest, I think he did more damage to his own reputation than to mine. Yeah. And I think we need to approach this correctly in a clever, strategic way, and that's what we'll do.
Ian Cameron, Director for Community Safety at Action Society SA. Well done to you. Keep fighting the fight on behalf of all of us.